Good afternoon, I'm Peter Holland with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Two teenagers have been charged after allegedly stealing two cars from the Hunter region earlier this week. Between 7 p.m. Wednesday and 7 a.m. Thursday, two vehicles, a grey Holden Captiva and a black Ford Ranger, were stolen from a home on Carl Lane in Muswellbrook. At about 6:20 on Thursday, officers attached to Oxley Traffic and Highway Patrol were patrolling Coaldale near Tamworth when they observed a grey Holden Captiva being driven at speed. A pursuit was initiated with the vehicle allegedly reaching speeds of around 100 kilometres an hour in a signposted 50-kilometre zone. The pursuit was terminated a short time later before police located a burned-out black Ford Ranger near Worrell Road, West Tamworth. At around 8:20 the same day, police observed three males allegedly stealing a scooter from a car park at Griffin Street, Tamworth. Officers approached the group and spoke to three boys, all aged 14, outside Tamworth Railway Station. The three boys were arrested and taken to Tamworth Police Station. Two of the teens were charged with aggravated break and enter, commit serious indictable offence, steal motor vehicle and larceny. One boy was refused bail and is due to appear at Children's Court today, while the other was granted conditional bail to appear at Children's Court on Tuesday, the 8th of February. The third teenage boy was dealt with under the Young Offenders Act. Investigations are ongoing. New South Wales has recorded 13,333 positive new COVID infections in the last reporting period up to 8 p.m. last night. Of that, the Hunter New England Health District had 1,357 new cases. Tragically, the death rate increased from the past few days to 35 people who have been reported as dying from COVID, four of which came from the health district here in the Hunter, three from Lake Macquarie and one from Maitland LGAs. There are currently 60 in Hunter New England Health hospitals and seven of those are in intensive care. Australia Day awards around the Upper Hunter region saw more than just the Citizen of the Year award handed out. Equally, the best of the younger generation were recognised for some of the great work they do, including Muswellbrook Shire's Young Citizen of the Year, who is no exception. The award went to Meg Southcombe, who exhibits exceptional skills as an ambassador for youth leadership and mental health awareness. She was an ambassador for the International Women's Day in 2021 and has a close partnership with Where There's a Will Foundation. Meg says it's not about the recognition, it's being about going to sleep with a smile from helping someone else.
It was very humbling, and like I said in my speech, it wasn't actually the recognition that it's, I don't think, someone who tries to help the community, you don't set out for recognition, you set out to help others. And when I got that award, I just wanted to make that clear. The recognition was nice, the certificate was nice, but at the end of the day, going to bed knowing you've helped someone somewhere, and I mean complete strangers, that just makes me go to sleep so much easier of a night with a smile on my face.
Eligible seniors in the Upper Hunter Electorate can now apply for the 2022 New South Wales Regional Seniors Travel Card, which will see them receive $250 to help with everyday travel costs. It was announced yesterday. Upper Hunter MP Dave Lazell said the popular initiative, which has seen more than 690,000 cards issued to regional seniors in New South Wales since the start of 2020, has been extended for another 2 years. The Regional Seniors Travel Card was a commitment the government made before the 2019 New South Wales election, and he's proud to say it's one that they have delivered for locals. Eligible applicants will receive a $250 prepaid card that can be used for fuel, taxis, pre-booked New South Wales Trainlink regional trains and coaches, as well as select community transport services. Deputy Premier Paul Toole has said at the announcement.
Really exciting with the Regional Seniors Travel Card. This is an initiative that the New South Wales government introduced 2 years ago, and this is allowing eligible seniors to be able to apply for a $250 preloaded Visa card. Now, this $250 can be used for fuel, can be used for taxis, or it can be used for pre-booked New South Wales trains and coach services.
So you look at your sport, what a weekend we have coming up for the girls of the Hunter when it comes to rugby. Saturday sees Rugby Union participating for the first time at the annual Girls' Day Out event, which is being held at Empire Park Bar Beach this year. The day starts at 8 a.m. and finishes around 2 p.m. The event will feature come and try sessions in surfing, soccer, rugby league, rugby union, netball and cricket. Tickets are $5 each and come with a goodie bag. While on Sunday, it's Hunter Juniors Girls Try Rugby Day, which is being held by New South Wales Waratahs, Hunter Junior Rugby Union, our Hunter Wildfires Senior Girls at Marcellum Park. This day is free and registrations are required. I'm Peter Holland, you're now right up to date with all your local news and sport.